You're listening to Edars.com.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. دروشي بالله. Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us a brief historical account of the two sacred masjids, Masjidul Haram and Masjid Al-Aqsa. Just to continue from our last session of Darsi Hadith, and we covered the history of Qubbatus Sakhra, the Dome of the Rock, and this honor was given to Abdul Malik ibn Marwan, the fifth Umayyad Khalifa. In comparison, when we look towards Masjidul Haram and Masjid Al-Aqsa, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us all the answers. Hazrat Abu Zar Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala an as-sahabi, he questioned Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, which is the first masjid to be built? Which is the first masjid to be built? And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Abu Zar, the first masjid is Masjidul Haram. And then he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the second masjid to be built? To that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Masjid Al-Aqsa. So the first masjid to be built is Masjidul Haram, and the second is Masjid Al-Aqsa. And he also said that the duration of time between the two is of 40 years. How many years? 40 years. Now, our common knowledge is amongst the Muslim that it is Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam and Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam that actually constructed Kaaba Sharif, Masjidul Haram. And as for Masjid Al-Aqsa, this privilege is given to Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam and Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. And the time gap between Ibrahim alayhi salam and Dawood alayhi salam or Sulaiman alayhi salam is approximately of 1,000 years. And so what is the meaning of the hadith where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that between the two masjid is of 40 years? Ibn al-Jawzi rahmatullah alayh gives us an explanation, and what he says is that it is famously known, of course, that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam is the Nabi with his son Ismail alayhi salam to have constructed the Kaaba. But what we have to understand that he is not the first man to carry out this construction work. In fact, the first construction of Baytullah Sharif on its foundation was done by Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. But because we have every account of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Ismail alayhi salam. And so in the minds, what really settles is what is mentioned in the Quran. But it is actually Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. He is the first man to construct Baytullah Sharif. And as for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that is just a reconstruction. But the original foundation was laid by Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. The first building and the first man. First building and the first man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of that. Inna awla baytin wudi'a linnas alladhi bi bakkata mubarakan wa hudan lil alamin. And then, how do we understand the hadith of 40 years? Ulama have also mentioned that the honor was again given to Adam alayhi salatu was salam to construct Masjid-e-Aqsa also. And so, what is understood by the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of course, what we need to know is that, what we need to understand is, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever he says, it is wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so it is the most accurate information that we receive when it comes from the mouth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is why Ibn al-Jawzi rahmatullah alayhi says, that Adam alayhi salatu was salam is the man who also was given this honor to build Masjid-i-Aqsa in the area of Arz-e-Quds. Subhanallah. So this honor is given to Adam alayhi salatu was salam. Ibn Hisham has also mentioned this in Kitab al-Tijan of his, where he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed Adam alayhi salatu was salam to build a masjid. And today we know that as Baytullah Sharif. And then thereafter Allah instructed him to travel towards Jerusalem. But we have also another account which is mentioned by Ibn Ati, Ibn Abi Hatim, Ibn Abi Hatim. And Ibn Abi Hatim has given us an account, and Ma'mar is the narrator. And he says that Adam alayhi salatu was salam, when he descended from the heavens, he was in a state of discomfort. He was in a state of discomfort. And he landed in India actually. And just to tell all of you here that his discomfort was not of the fact that he landed in India. And most certainly he didn't land in Gujarat. But India is a beautiful country. But however, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu was salam was in that state of discomfort. And subhanallah, he wasn't comfortable. So the ulama have mentioned that the reason for that is Adam alayhi salatu was salam did not enjoy this dunya. And how can one enjoy dunya when you've actually had the taste of one portion of Jannah? So this dunya becomes a depression center for you. And so how is he going to enjoy? And so the scholars have mentioned that Adam alayhi salam just did not enjoy his stay in this dunya at all. And he was in that state of discomfort. And the scholars have mentioned the reason for that is he enjoyed the company of the malaika. And what he enjoyed the most was that they were all the time doing the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so sitting in the majalis of zikr, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, someone is saying subhanallah, someone is saying alhamdulillah, the malaika are doing tawaf of Baytul Ma'mur, which is the Kaaba for the malaika, the angels. And so this is the tasbih that is given to them. And so he would be in that environment, that all of them were the makhluk, the creation that only remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he came here, he was missing that great enjoyment of Jannah. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked at his condition. Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, mashallah, what a makhluk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him and his entire mashallah body, ruh, his entire body and the ruh, the completion took place in the heavens. And mashallah he met up with the malaika. It is said that he couldn't even settle up there. He couldn't even settle up there because he was a human being in a sense. And it was not the Jannah that we perceive Jannah, but it was actually one part, one section of Jannah that was given to Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And for Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created from him, from his own rib, Hazrat Hawa alayhi salatu wasalam. And he seemed to be more settled thereafter. And when he came here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him that, Adam, you missed that environment of zikr and worship of the malaika. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered him to travel from India all the way to Makkah Sharif. And to go to Makkah Sharif and to build the house of Allah, Baytullah Sharif. And so Adam alayhi salam alone walked it from Hindustan, from India, all the way to Makkah Mukarrama. Now, ulama have mentioned that the walk that he carried out is also a miracle, a mu'jiza. The steps were actually enlarged. The steps were actually enlarged. And so one step perhaps would cover many miles. One step would perhaps cover many, many miles. And so subhanallah, like in the beginning when we would travel, it would take days and days and days, 13, 14 days for people to travel from Makkah Mukarrama to Medina Munawwara. And today, 5.5 hours. And if Umar is driving, 3.5 hours. And you better read the Safar Dua. Subhanallah. So, but you can get there in great speed. And so Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, if technology is there for people and the world, then what about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Made his safar very easy. And he got to, mashallah, Makkah Mukarrama. And there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided him and showed him the very location where he has to construct the foundation of Baytullah Sharif. And so the first building was that was standing, erected for the guidance of all humanity, was done by Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And then thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again instructed him that from Baytullah Sharif to go towards Arz-e Quds, to Masjid-e Aqsa, that zone, and to go to Arz-e Quds and to carry out a second construction which we know today as Masjid-e Aqsa. So this honor actually was given to Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, the first man. And many people don't mention this, but this is the truth, that even Baytullah Sharif and Masjid-e Aqsa, the first original construction was by the hands of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. As for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, subhanallah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has also mentioned this in the hadith, and it is recorded in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam would frequently visit his wife in Makkah Mukarramah. His periodic visits that were there from Sham, Jerusalem to Makkah Mukarramah. Again, the ulama say the same mu'jiza, miracle that was given to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, that was given to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And so frequently he would travel from Jerusalem, the area of Al-Quds, all the way to Makkah Mukarramah. And so when he went to Makkah Mukarramah, he saw Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam was now young, baligh, very strong. And what he was doing is that he was sitting under the tree and making arrows, sharpening the arrows. And so he was a mujahid, mashallah. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam met him and he greeted him and said to him, my son Ismail, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has entrusted me with a noble mission, a noble task. And I want you to join me. Immediately, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam said labbaik to his father. And so both father and Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, they stood up, and it is said that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam went directly to that original location. How was Makkah Mukarramah then? Subhanallah, there was nothing there. Nothing at all whatsoever. And in fact, what Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, what he saw was a mere mound, nothing else. A mere mound that was there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided him and said to him that this is the location that you have to dig. And so Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam started digging. And as he started digging, mashallah, for the first time, what was visible was the original foundation of Baytullah Sharif that was built by Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And so this was a reconstruction or a renovation. Now the question is, so where was Baytullah Sharif after Adam alayhi salatu wasalam? Where was the edifice, this outer structure, this building, where was it? Where did Baytullah Sharif go to? The ulama have explained that there is a possibility that during the floods in the time of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uplifted the walls of Baytullah Sharif up in the heavens. And the second opinion is of some scholars that there is a possibility that some of the walls had collapsed, and because of the floods, the foundation had also been buried in the city of Makkah Mukarramah. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam that this is the very location that you have to do your digging. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did the digging, and he could actually see the foundation. And upon the foundation, the original foundation, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam raised the walls of Baytullah Sharif. Today we have the four walls. Kaaba Sharif has never been demolished completely. Kaaba Sharif has never been demolished completely. There has always been a renovation on the building itself. But except for, of course, during the time of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And so that was a complete restructuring on the original foundation. And that is also mentioned in the verse of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلُ. Qawa'id means the foundation of Baytullah Sharif. Just to understand the history of Makkah Mukarramah, Baytullah Sharif, and also Masjid Aqsa. There was always this rivalry between the Jews and the Muslims in Madinatul Munawwara. The Jews were adamant and that they would say that Masjid Aqsa has a higher virtue than Baytullah Sharif. But of course we understand that the first building is actually Baytullah Sharif. And this is what the Jews say, that what Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam had built, they call it the temple, their temple, the temple of Solomon, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Inshallah ta'ala, we will cover this also, perhaps in the next session, when Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam and Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam come into power, and how Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam controlled the jinns, and of course the jinns were there, but inshallah this is another separate mawzu, a subject. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's construction of Baytullah Sharif, one of the key descriptions of Baytullah Sharif in the Quran is Allah describes Baytullah as Mathaba. And this is something that we need to understand. وَإِذْ جَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ. وَإِذْ جَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ. Allah describes it that we have made Baytullah Sharif as Mathaba. Now, geographically, if you look at the location of Baytullah Sharif, there's nothing in the city of Makkah Mukarramah except for desert and mountains all around. Ajib. But despite that there is only mountains and it's a difficult terrain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that I will make Baytullah Sharif a Mathaba.
He didn't say that for Masjid al-Aqsa or any other masjid. However, we have an account, of course, in the Sahih Hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that if any man wants to travel, then one must make intention to travel to these three important locations: Baytullah Sharif, Masjid Nabwi, and also Masjid Aqsa. This is again something that is very, very important. And some people say, Ajib, they say that a person should not make intention that he is going to meet and visit Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but an intention should be to go to Masjid Nabwi. Now, this is subhanallah, when people talk in that manner and with those words, they should be ashamed of themselves. Subhanallah. Who is greater than Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam? A man's intention should be, of course, to go and visit Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and to greet him. And that is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, Man zara kabri wajabat shafa'ati. A man who comes and makes ziyarat of me, and he comes to my qabr mubarak, wajabat shafa'ati, my intercession for him becomes wajib. My intercession for him becomes wajib. Wajib means that it is a must. It is a must. Not in the category of farz, but one degree above sunnat-e muaqqada and just slightly lower than farz in the fiqhi terminology. In the fiqhi terminology. But here, in the language that we speak, there is great emphasis that no doubt for that individual, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam will intercede. So, mathaba comes from the root word faba. And thaba means to come back. Thaba means to come back. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put this intrinsic quality in Baytullah Sharif. In Urdu we would call it kashish. What do we call it? Kashish. There is this kashish with Baytullah Sharif that any man who visits Baytullah Sharif for the first time, he will make every intention to return back to it at the first opportunity. And so that is why Allah says it is mathaba. And so every time you see the Saudi government carrying out a major construction work so that it can cater for millions of people, again in a few years, they have to carry out another major construction work. Again they have to, mashallah, renovate the masjid so that more and more people can come. Why? Because Baytullah Sharif is a mathaba. The more people go, the more people make an intention that next year I'm not going nowhere. My only trip will be to Makkah Mukarramah. And subhanallah, you will know brothers who went to Umrah in Ramadan and they got an opportunity to perform Hajj just 2 months and they've gone for Hajj, mashallah. Why? That thirst. It is ajeeb, subhanallah. There is no slacking in that thirst to visit Baytullah Sharif and to return to it again and again and again. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned it that this is a masaba. And the same goes for the Quran. The same goes for the Quran. However Baytullah Sharif is, that is also how the Quran is. A man will never say to you that, you know what, 5 times a day in every rakat I have to read Surah Fatiha. Today I'm not going to read because I'm tired. You'll never find anyone saying that. Today you'll never say an Imam Sahib that today I'm not going to read Surah Fatiha, I'll start with Surah Rahman. That sweetness of the Quran is always there. Every time you read Surah Fatiha or any section of the Quran, it will refresh you. In fact, once you get into that mode of reading, you don't want to stop. And that is why you see the Huffaz. If you see the Huffaz, for 3 hours they can just continuously pray. You put a book in front of them just to read, a novel or any kind of a book, to read it all the time, the same chapter, and they'll get so tired and say, bhai, bas, get it out. But the Quran, never. The same kashish, the same power that you see that Allah has put in Baytullah Sharif, that is also there in the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other thing about Baytullah Sharif is also that you have Maqam Ibrahim. Talking about Maqam Ibrahim, Maqam Ibrahim is actually a stone upon which Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam would stand. He stood on it whilst constructing Baytullah Sharif. And of course, when the walls were much higher, that stone would actually lift up Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. And miraculously, it acquired the footprint of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. And until today, it has been preserved in that gold glass metal enclosure that you see, which is in the front of towards the main doors of the Kaaba, in front of the doors of the Kaaba that you see in a gold enclosure. And any man can actually see there the footprints of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preserved Maqam Ibrahim, also where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had taken on his second part of the journey of Mi'raj, and where he stood, that stone has also been preserved today. And subhanallah, you have a beautiful masjid, which is the dome of the rock. So you have Maqam Ibrahim there, telling you that it is connected to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And you have the dome of the rock, that tells you that the entire zone of Masjid Aqsa is also connected to who? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And what is very important, my respected brothers and elders, that we can differentiate between Masjid Aqsa and the dome of the rock. The dome of the rock is not Masjid Aqsa. The dome of the rock is not Masjid Aqsa. Masjid Aqsa, in fact, has a black dome. And so if you look at the history of Masjid Aqsa, the first construction was done by Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And then the second reconstruction of Masjid Aqsa, this honor was given to Ibrahim alayhi salam again. So from amongst the chain of prophets that came, there are only two prophets that were given the honor to build Masjidul Haram and Masjid Aqsa. That was Adam alayhi salatu was salam and Ibrahim alayhi salam. So Adam alayhi salam had built Masjid Haram and Masjid Aqsa, and Ibrahim alayhi salam also renovated the building of Masjid Aqsa. After Ibrahim alayhi salam, it was Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu was salam. And after Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu was salam, it was Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam. And inshallah, we will go towards Dawood alayhi salam and Sulaiman alayhi salam in the next session. But subhanallah, perhaps the only building that is standing today that has this honor to have accommodated all of the prophets, Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. Every Nabi that came in this dunya performed salah behind Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Masjid Aqsa. We most definitely must have that thirst at the first opportunity to go and visit Masjid Aqsa. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, there is not a space of an inch in the area of Al-Quds that a Nabi has not stood in that area to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine that. Not a space of an inch that a Nabi has not come and has not worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But subhanallah, look at this virtue that is recorded in Abu Dawood Sharif. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, anyone from my followers, if they go to Masjid Aqsa, and they put on the ihram from Masjid Aqsa, and then they go to Baytullah Sharif for their umrah, they put on the ihram where? In the area of Al-Aqsa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive their past sins and future sins. You will hardly find reference to actions that are rewarded in this way. Of course, it says that your past sins will be forgiven. But for someone to put on the ihram from Masjid Aqsa and then make his way to Baytullah Sharif, Allah will forgive your past sins and your future sins. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you an entry into Jannah. Allah. What honor is given. And so again, these are important sites and locations. Alhamdulillah, these masajids, and we need to have a good understanding of their background and also the history. And we've connected the history of Masjid Aqsa, why we talk about this beautiful building that is standing there, which was again under the instructions given by the fifth Umayyad Khalifa, whose name was Abdul Malik ibn Marwan. So the two principal buildings in the area of Al-Quds is Masjid Aqsa and the Dome of the Rock. And where you find the Jews, the Wailing Wall. So what do they do? What's that? What do they do? What are they doing? That wall is actually the wall of Burak. The western wall is actually the wall of Burak. They are doing the wailing now, but that is the wall in which Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had traveled from Makkah Mukarramah, and he stopped there, and the Burak was left there. The Burak of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was left towards the wailing wall or the western wall that is there. So that is the Mukhtasar Tariq. There is also a lot of history. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, many domes and fountains that are there. Inshallah, if Allah wills, we will cover everything thoroughly. Inshallah, my request to the brothers is, please do come and participate. This is something which is very, very important. If we know our history, inshallah ta'ala, we know everything. That is knowledge. Allah hareeku tawfiq de. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Sami'na wa ata'na ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.